For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Pianist Peja Mujiyevich has been a fixture of the Spoleto Festival's chamber music series for some time, and this year he's also giving a recital as part of the Music in Time series. I asked him what this recital, called Dialogues, entails.
So John Kennedy asked me to do a recital in his series Music in Time. I've been doing this project for some years now called Haydn Dialogues, in which I take four Haydn sonatas written in 18th century and I intersperse them with three various more modern work. I say more modern because they're works from 1940s in it. But they're in some way very modern and very forward-looking. So the idea is that both the Haydn parts and the modern parts change, and so it's a kind of a living project. In Charleston, I'm doing a piece by Jonathan Berger that was written actually for this project called Intermezzo. And I'm playing a piece by John Cage called Bacchanal, which is for prepared piano, so I will actually have two pianos on the stage, and two intermissions by Morton Feldman in between these four Haydn sonatas.
Does it stress you out or really tax your mental energies to have to go between what seems to be very conventional Haydn work and then kind of these more avant-garde compositions, or do you find it a kind of fun, refreshing thing?
I'm 53. Nothing stresses me out anymore. No, actually, I find it really, really invigorating because I feel like we hear both kinds of music in a fresh way. In other words, if I just played four Haydn sonatas, it would be like eating meatloaf after a hamburger. But this way, there is something that's, I think both sides benefit from a different flavor, a different style, a different language. You know, it's a bit like placing something, an old master, into an ultra-sleek modern design or any of those dialogues in food. And that interests me in all of those disciplines. So it's something I do a lot of in my programming. So I love it. This music that I'm playing, I'm more interested in sort of letting the barriers and preconceptions leave us and let's just listen to both music, Cage, let's say, and Haydn with fresh ears and let us take. Because, you know, Haydn was in some ways conventional in his own time and in some ways quite shocking. So when, for instance, from going from Feldman to Haydn, these two intermissions I play explore just these different sounds, sometimes a single note. They're very quiet. They're relatively short. And then all of a sudden, the Haydn sonata starts, which also starts with three single notes, but in a very different meaning. And then in that particular sonata, Haydn explores silences, sometimes measured and sometimes unmeasured, and so does Feldman, but in a very different way. So it's that kind of dialogue that interests me.
Peja likened his programming of dialogues to preparing a meal. An apt analogy for a musician who is also something of a chef.
It's been a sort of a semi-tradition in the festival that I cook a big meal for a lot of people. Last year, there were so many people that we had to invade a very generous board member's house because I couldn't really host it in the house where I stay anymore.
Whether performing the music of Haydn and Feldman or cooking for fellow musicians, Peja finds the Spoleto Festival an enjoyable event.
The festival is amazing. I mean, it really... the way it kind of takes over the city, the already stunningly beautiful city, it's such a joy, you know, to be an artist in Charleston during the festival. It's really a treat.
Peja, thanks for sharing about your involvement with Spoleto.
Thank you so much, and pleasure to speak with you, and I look forward to being in Charleston.
Excerpts from a conversation I had with Peja Mujiyevich, pianist for the June 1st Dialogues program of the Spoleto Festival's Music in Time series, and for the Bank of America Chamber Music series, which runs for the duration of the festival at Dock Street Theater. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.